No, I wouldn't.
Would you call it maybe? Would you ever say she's wearing a pretty pair of beads?
A pretty pair of beads, yes.
Or would you say a strand of beads or a string of beads?
Maybe string of beads be right.
Well, no, it's, now all three are right. I just want to know which you would say to your wife.
Oh, a string of beads.
Would you say string of more often, or would you say neck of more often?
I'd say neck of.
Neck of, okay. Good. See, I mean, all of these are right. It's just, you know, what different people would say. That's all. I just want to know what you would say. Now, if two men have a fight, you know, and you're walking down the street and you see these two men fighting, and one defeats them, beats up the other one very, very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one.
You could say one man really whooped, give the other one a good beating.
You'd say, but you would say that he really whooped.
Really whooped him.
Whooped him, okay. Can you think of any other words you might use?
No, I don't think.
Okay, well that's fine. Now, what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he's got down on his...
knees.
Well, no. Now, say I'm like this. Now, what would you call this part of my legs? I got down on my what?
Got down on my toes. Must be a...
Well, now I want to know about this part of the leg. What would you call that?
Let's see.
Do you have any particular... Well, we can... Have any particular name for that?
See, that would be the small part of your leg.
Well, yeah, you could call it that. What are some words that mean a stingy person? A person who's, you might say, he never wants to turn loose of a penny. He's really a what?
A stingy man, a woman. Don't never want to turn loose a penny.
Yeah, you might call him what kind of person?
Just say that man or that woman sure is stingy.
You would use stingy, right?
That's right.
Well, would you ever call him a tightwad or a close person or anything like that?
Well, you could call him that. She sure is, or he sure is tight.
Well, what would you say? Would you say stingy or would you say tight?
Well, I think I said tight.
Tight, okay, good. Well, now suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You know, that to you just don't look right. You'd say he really looks...
bad.
Bad. Well, would you use a different person if this were a woman who was really wearing the funny-looking clothes instead of a man?
Well, I'd say that woman, that lady, sure looks bad.
Sure looks bad, okay. Uh-huh. Well, what do you call it when a woman is wearing her very best clothes? You say she's really...
dressed up.
Dressed up. And if it's a man, you'd say he's really...
dressed up.
Dressed up. Okay. Well, what word would you use to refer to an elderly person that's very, very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly what for his age?
I say he certainly does get around swift to be old as he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you have one word to use for this? Like, he's certainly what for his age? You know?
He certainly is spry these days.
Spry, okay, right. Very good. Well, now you'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what? What would you call him?
I call him sorry.
Sorry.
That's right.
Would you call him anything else?
Well, I just said sorry man or woman, which is...
Uh-huh. Sorry person. Okay.
Uh-huh.